I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Kids are now being used in terror attacks in northern Nigeria. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says Boko Haram is responsible for the deaths of hundreds of people,
including one that apparently the suicide bomber was just a 10-year-old girl. Her vest was detonated remotely.
Amnesty International reports 2,000 died in a military base captured in Baga. VOM's helping victims.
Helping widows, particularly widows of pastors, helping them to be able to support themselves. We also help with the children of martyrs with their education expenses. We also have a very robust medical presence.
Next, 5 years ago today, thousands of Haitians were searching for survivors. A massive quake on January 12, 2010 turned lives upside down. Compassion International started a disaster relief fund to help. The more than $30 million was used to rebuild lives, create jobs, rebuild 30 new schools while sharing the gospel as they did all that. Teams provided trauma counseling and ultimately helped restore hope by sharing the gospel. And it's inspiring to see people 100% sold out on telling others about Jesus. Keys for Kids Ministries works hard to reach, well, kids. Recently, that means partnering with a radio station in Albania. Terry Ritchie, the executive director of Keys for Kids, shares,
"They are translating our Keys for Kids devotionals into a daily radio broadcast for kids in Albania. And they not only ministered there, but they also broadcast into Kosovo."
Ask God to teach these kids about himself as they listen to the program. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Keep track of your busy schedule and pray for people around the world. Get the Vision Beyond Borders 2015 prayer calendar, and it's free. Call 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnews.org and click on the link. I'm Greg Yoder.